Welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul, and today we're going to be talking about Anchorage Community Theater's production of Nonsense.
And to talk about it, our guests are two of the actors from the show, Paige Langett, who's playing Sister Mary Hubert, and Jane Baird, who's playing the Mother Superior Mary Regina. And before we begin, I'd like to say that I'm also involved in this show. I'm the lighting designer and the movement consultant. But enough about me. Let's talk about this show. So, Mother Superior, tell us about this fundraiser you're doing with your fellow nuns.
Oh, the fundraiser. You see, we had a small disaster back at our convent a short time ago, and our cook, Sister Julia, accidentally poisoned 52 of our sisters. So we're trying to raise enough money to bury those dead sisters. That's what our show is all about.
I think I saw this years ago. It is hilarious.
Yeah, Nonsense is one of those shows that's probably being done 100 times over the country today.
And the situation is always different.
Exactly, yes. Right. Well, Paige, tell us about your role in the show.
I play Sister Mary Hubert, who is second in command to Reverend Mother. I kind of am the glue that holds all of the nuns together,
that's
if you will.
That's what she thinks.
At least that's what I like to think. I'm kind of the voice of reason for Reverend Mother, who failed to mention that the reason we're doing this fundraiser is that we buried 48 of the 52 dead sisters, and then Reverend Mother bought a big screen TV, so we have four sisters that are in the freezer that we need to bury.
That would be a problem.
Yes.
Yes, and she brings that up often during the play.
Yes.
Does the Board of Health get involved with this at all?
At some point, they do send us a letter saying, we're going to conduct an inspection of the convent grounds. And then, of course, we're all in a tizzy about that because we've got to get those girls buried before the health inspector shows up.
Yes.
And the health inspector is coming to see how you cook, no doubt.
You know, they don't really mention that, but they should be, yes.
You know, Jane, you were in Arsenic and Old Lace. You might combine both those ideas with this show.
I know, I keep killing people off in my characters. It's very disturbing. I'm becoming typecast.
So there are five nuns, correct, who are doing this fundraiser.
Yes.
And you have the two of you. Who else are the surviving nuns who are performing in the show?
We also have Sister Robert Ann, who's sort of our rebellious nun. She came in via the back door. She was kind of a streetwise kid who found religion at some point in her life, in between other things. And we've got Sister Mary Amnesia, who showed up on our doorstep after being hit on the head with a crucifix and not knowing who she was. And then we have, you should talk about Sister Mary Leo.
Oh, yes. Sister Mary Leo, who is our novice out of the five of us. She's the young, sprightly, wants to be a nun ballerina. And those characters, Sister Robert Ann is played by Roxanne Garcia, Sister Amnesia is played by Kelly Wilson, and then Sister Mary Leo is played by Anna Kate Williams.
I've seen Anna Kate in a number of things, and she's very good.
She is.
So, and you're putting on a show, and what do each of you do for the show?
Reverend Mother has put on a audition of sorts to find out what talents these nuns have. So everybody has a different quote-unquote talent. Sister Mary Leo is a ballerina, so she, Anna Kate actually did take ballet lessons to learn how to do several of the, basically get the form down. And then a lot of us have had to learn different things. Sister Amnesia has had to learn a form of ventriloquism for her character.
Tap dancing.
And tap dancing has been probably the biggest hurdle that we've all had to learn. Well, except for
Reverend
me. Reverend Mother.
The Reverend Mother does not, fortunately, have to tap dance.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Payne Langett and Jane Baird, talking about Anchorage Community Theater's production of Nonsense, which opens a week from today.
Right.
Actually, I think Nonsense is a pretty good name for it, too.
Who can resist seeing four tap dancing nuns on the stage?
Yeah, it is pretty funny. But you know, for only having a few lessons and for only doing this for a few weeks, they are really good tap dancers.
We had a wonderful choreographer in Valerie Thurston who came in and taught us the basics and then created the entire choreography for the one big tap number that we do have in the show. So it's been quite an experience.
I should imagine it is. Learning to tap dance that quickly is fascinating.
Yes.
I didn't know you could do that.
Neither did we.
Well, what is it about... I hate to say this. What is it about nuns that's funny? We saw Sally Fields and The Flying Nun. We saw Whoopi Goldberg and Sister Act. We see Nun Since, which has, I think, 6 or 7 different versions of this play, sequels of this play. What is it about nuns that makes them funny, would you say?
I find it completely entertaining that you get to see a side of, I mean, you have you envision these nuns are just very simple women who... They're devoted their life to their faith, and yet there's so many things that happen to them that it's interesting and funny and entertaining to see how they react to the things that are going on.
Well, and I think particularly when you have women in the old-fashioned habits with the veil and the long dresses and all this stuff, you expect these women to exemplify their beliefs, their faith in God. You don't expect them to be real people underneath that with a sense of humor and a sense of the ridiculous. Well, we just take it to ridiculous extremes because our sense of the ridiculous becomes completely absurd and over the top.
Yes, I've known a number of nuns, and it is... And I've gotten past that point where you think that they are all that their only ideas are mm-hmm. religious. They can be quite different.
Mm-hmm. And Paige, I saw a twinkle in your eye when you were talking about the humanity, the humor of these nuns. You must be having a fun time doing this role.
Oh my gosh, the way the script was written and the comedic timing of a lot of these. Of a lot of the lines that we have, everybody has that chance to just bring this comedic timing, especially Reverend Mother. I find that like the banter that her and I have are very much, I think people will be able to connect with it. It's just like two really good friends and we're just, you know, elbowing each other at just the right times, but we still have that sense of decorum when it's necessary.
Sort of.
Most of the time when she's looking.
I can see the two of you are sort of in character as you're on our show right now.
Well, maybe a little bit. I'm finding it, as we get into this show, I'm finding it more and more difficult to separate the Reverend Mother from myself. And when I'm on the reference desk at the Lusac Library, I find myself falling into the Reverend Mother persona. And her voice is coming out, and I'm going, oh, well, that's rather ridiculous. You need to stop that now.
Life imitating art, I guess?
Or something.
Something
yes.
like that, right?
Something like that.
That's interesting, because since you came in, I felt that I was talking to the Reverend Mother, not to an actress.
Well, that's great. And you've got this a musical, of course. So tell us a little bit about the music from the show.
The music is very lively for the most part. Lot of dance numbers, a lot of very upbeat, silly music, but I think some of my favorite bits in here are songs that I don't have. There are a couple of pieces, that are so reverent, where people are discovering their calling in God and finding out who they are. And it still gives me goosebumps every time I hear two of the songs. Amnesia has one of them when she realizes who she is. And Sister Robert Ann has one where she discovers her calling early on while she's going to Catholic school. And just beautiful pieces. And I'm hoping that the audience will see that too, that there are some serious, really reverent moments in this in spite of all the silliness that goes on.
That's good. That's important, I think.
Yeah, and one thing I really like about the show, and I like about the author of this show, is he does not make fun of Catholicism or make fun of nuns. They make fun of themselves, but there's no malicious humor involved in it. I don't think that there's anything in here that anyone's going to be offended by.
Excellent.
Well, right. This show has been running for many years, mm-hmm. and I think it stands the test of time by what you're just saying. No one sees that this show makes fun of Catholicism or of nuns. It honors them in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But still shows the humanity,
right.
the silliness, if you will, behind, under the habit.
Yes.
Mm. Yes.
I think I first saw this show 25 years ago, at least.
So talk a little bit about the set. I think this you're doing the show on a gymnasium, is that right? Or in a gymnasium?
Mm-hmm. Brian Saylor designed our set. He's fabulous. And the set is in a school. The sisters run, and we believe it's probably an elementary school. It's never actually stated in this, but we go up through eighth grade. We know that for sure. And the eighth graders are putting on a musical. So our set is designed as if it takes place in the gymnasium, but we've also got, we've got a basketball hoop hanging from one side of it. We've got the banner for the musical on the back wall, and we've got our motto, the Fighting Doves, on the side wall. Coo, coo.
Yeah, you have a fight song, don't you?
Yeah.
This sounds like a lot of fun. Unfortunately, we're running out of time, and we're going to have to say thank you to you for both coming and talking about nonsense, and especially giving us such a good time about nonsense.
Thank you.
And Paige Langett and Jane Baird, thank you very much for coming, and we're all looking forward to seeing Nonsense, which opens a week from tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks
it was
for
a pleasure.
Us.
And now here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org. It's the last weekend to see Dead Man's Cell Phone by Sarah Rule over at Cyrano's. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Up in Wasilla, it's also the last weekend for Valley Performing Arts presentation of The Sting, running through April 21st. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
And it's another last weekend. This one is for Perseverance Theater's production of Harold Pinter's play Betrayal. So it's performing at the Sidney Lawrence Theater in the Performing Arts Center. Performances are 7:30 Friday and Saturday and 4 o'clock on Sunday. Tickets and information at 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
And guess what? It's another last weekend to see UAA's Theater's presentation of Mark Medoff's When Are You Coming Back, Red Rider. Performances are Friday and Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 3. For tickets and information, call 786-4849. Anchorage Community Theater's production of Nonsense opens next week and runs through May 19th. Performances are on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA. KSKA is listener-supported radio.
You can support Stage Talk and KSKA by becoming a member of Alaska Public Media online at alaskapublic.org.
Thanks for listening to Stage Talk on KSKA, and thanks for supporting FM 91.1.